Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
If you're thinking about a trip to Italy, I'm sure you've probably pictured yourself walking into a beautiful Italian cafe and ordering your first drink, or going out for an authentic Italian meal. Welcome back to our mini-series on Italian phrases for travel. In this episode, you'll learn how to navigate bars and restaurants so you can start really enjoying this trip. By the end, you'll know how to order food and drink like a local and what an Italian bar is, which might not be exactly what you think it is. So, Matteo, we're on holiday in Italy. What's the first thing you want to do?
Maybe find a nice ristorante and try some local dishes?
Sì, we have the same priorities in life. The restaurant is?
Il ristorante.
And as you're listening at home, if you already know these words, try to say them in the pause. And if you don't, no worries. Say them with Matteo, trying to get your pronunciation as close to his as possible. Speaking of pronunciation, did you notice how Matteo pronounced ristorante? In Italian, it's not rest, it's rist, with an I, ri, rist, ristorante.
Ristorante. Ristorante. Ristorante.
In Italy, lunch usually starts around 1, perhaps a little later on the weekends, and dinner normally starts between 8 and 9:30, although if you go south, it might even start a little later. Mm-hmm. How would you say a table for two?
Un tavolo per due. Un tavolo per due. Un tavolo per due.
And you can ask, do you have? Let's use the plural you when speaking to more than one person, because there's normally more than one person working there. So it's literally you have in the plural.
Avete.
Do you have a table for two? Literally, you have a table for two.
Avete un tavolo per due? Avete un tavolo per due? Avete un tavolo per due?
And they might ask you, do you have a reservation? Literally, have you booked?
Avete prenotato? Avete prenotato? Avete prenotato?
As we know, avete is the plural you have when speaking to two or more people. If you're alone, they'll use the singular formal, a.
Ha prenotato? Ha prenotato? Ha prenotato?
And if you haven't reserved, they might say we're full.
Siamo al completo. Siamo al completo. Siamo al completo.
Complete, which sounds a little bit like full, so that can help remember. Al completo. If in doubt in Italy, it's always advisable to book ahead, especially at the weekend. Italians love to dine out, so good restaurants are nearly always busy. And recently I made this mistake in Bologna. I went with a couple of friends and we'd been recommended some nice restaurants, but we didn't think to book and I think every single one of them was full. But we did manage to find some other nice places just by walking around.
You can always find something good in Italy.
Sì, è vero. It's true. How would you say, can I book? Can I is?
Posso.
To book?
Prenotare.
Can I book a table?
Posso prenotare un tavolo? Posso prenotare
un tavolo? Posso prenotare un tavolo?
Can I book a table for two?
Posso prenotare un tavolo per due?
This time, luckily, we've got our table and the waiter asks if we'd like something to drink.
Qualcosa da bere? Qualcosa da bere? Qualcosa da bere?
There are a few different phrases the waiter might use for this, but basically when you hear the word bere, you know the waiter is asking what you'd like to drink. I'd like is
vorrei. Vorrei. Vorrei.
Followed by your drink order. So you could order a beer, una birra. And how would you say I'd like a beer?
Vorrei una birra. Vorrei una birra. Vorrei una birra.
Or a wine, a red wine is?
Un vino rosso. Un vino rosso. Un vino rosso.
And a white wine?
Un vino bianco. Un vino bianco. Un vino bianco.
You can say, I'd like a red wine.
Vorrei un vino rosso.
Or I'd like a white wine.
Vorrei un vino bianco.
If you need to specify, you can say a bottle.
Una bottiglia. Una bottiglia. Una bottiglia.
A bottle of red wine.
Una bottiglia di vino rosso.
A bottle of white wine.
Una bottiglia di vino bianco.
Or a glass.
Un bicchiere. Un bicchiere. Un bicchiere.
This word bicchiere can be quite tricky to pronounce, but if you break it into three syllables, it's easy. So we've got bicchiere. The middle one is like yeah, the slang word for yes in English. So bicchiere, bicchiere, bicchiere.
Bicchiere.
A glass of red wine.
Un bicchiere di vino rosso.
A glass of white wine.
Un bicchiere di vino bianco.
And how about just water? How do you say water in Italian?
Acqua. Acqua. Acqua.
A bottle of?
Una bottiglia di?
A bottle of water.
Una bottiglia d'acqua.
In this case, the di and acqua get squished together. So instead of saying di acqua, we say d'acqua. Di apostrophe acqua. Una bottiglia d'acqua.
Una bottiglia d'acqua.
In Italy, we normally specify whether we want still or sparkling. Still water is?
Acqua naturale. Acqua naturale. Acqua naturale.
Sparkling water, water with gas.
Acqua gassata. Acqua gassata. Acqua gassata.
If it's very busy, you might have to attract the waiter's attention. To do this, just say, excuse me.
Scusi. Scusi. Scusi.
And as the waiter comes back, they could ask if you're ready to order.
Pronti per ordinare? Pronti per ordinare? Pronti per ordinare?
You can say, we're ready.
Siamo pronti. Siamo pronti. Siamo pronti.
And if you're dining alone, the word pronto will change. For me, it would end in an A, pronta.
Pronta.
For Matteo, it ends in an O.
Pronto.
And you know how waiters come over and ask you if everything's okay with your meal? They do that in Italy too. The waiter might come over and ask, is everything okay? Literally, all okay?
Tutto bene? Tutto bene? Tutto bene?
If it's all good, you can say everything perfect.
Tutto perfetto. Tutto perfetto. Tutto perfetto.
At the end of your meal, how would you say the bill, please?
Il conto, per favore. Il conto, per favore. Il conto, per favore.
If we were dining out for lunch, next we might go and see some sights. Then where do you want to go next, Matteo?
The bar.
But do you mean il bar or il locale?
Oh, yes, it's different in English. I want a coffee, so I meant il bar.
Which is actually a cafe in Italy, just to confuse matters. So for coffee and drinks during the day, we're going to...
Il bar.
Let's order a coffee. So to say I'd like a coffee, we'd say...
Vorrei un caffè. Vorrei un caffè. Vorrei un caffè.
Attenzione, careful here because Italians usually drink espresso. That's the standard coffee. So if you ask for un caffè, you'll get an espresso, which is a teeny tiny shot of coffee. And if you want a bigger coffee like the ones people drink in America and outside of Italy, you should ask for...
Un caffè americano. Un caffè americano. Un caffè americano.
And you can ask for it with milk.
Con latte. Con latte. Con latte.
Or without milk.
Senza latte. Senza latte. Senza latte.
And coming back to our latte, you might have noticed that the word latte just means milk in Italian.
So if you order a latte in Italy, you just get a cup of milk.
So if you want the latte coffee, so a cup of warm milk with a shot of coffee in it, then you can ask for...
Un latte macchiato. Un latte macchiato. Un latte macchiato.
Macchiato literally means stained, so Italians literally call it stained milk, as in milk stained with coffee. And the pronunciation of macchiato can be a bit tricky at first. It's mac-ya-to. Mac-ya-to. Macchiato.
Macchiato. Un latte macchiato.
Then, of course, you can ask for a cappuccino, too. Listen carefully to Matteo's pronunciation, making the P and the CH really nice and long.
Cappuccino. Cappuccino. Cappuccino.
I'd like a cappuccino.
Vorrei un cappuccino.
And what about drinks in the evening?
We go to il locale. Il locale. Il locale.
The bar, confusingly. So Italians head to il bar for coffee in the day, and they head to il locale for drinks and nibbles in the evening. Italians have a special name for the drinks and nibbles they have after work. Do you know it?
L'aperitivo. L'aperitivo. L'aperitivo.
At the locale, you could order a beer. Remember how to say I'd like a beer?
Vorrei una birra. Vorrei una birra. Vorrei una birra.
Or a wine? Remember how to say I'd like a red wine?
Vorrei un vino rosso. Vorrei un vino rosso. Vorrei un vino rosso.
And I'd like a white wine?
Vorrei un vino bianco. Vorrei un vino bianco. Vorrei un vino bianco.
Remember how to order the water? A bottle of water?
Una bottiglia d'acqua.
A bottle of still water, literally natural.
Una bottiglia d'acqua naturale.
A bottle of sparkling water with gas.
Una bottiglia d'acqua gasata.
And often you can get rid of the bottle part and just say a still water.
Un'acqua naturale.
Or a sparkling water.
Un'acqua gasata.
All this talk of food and drink is making me hungry and thirsty. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go out tonight?
Sì, però abbiamo prenotato?
Have we booked? No, come sempre, mm-hmm. as always. But I'm sure we'll find something. But first, let's do a quick review of the most common phrases from today's episode. The restaurant is?
Il ristorante.
A table for two?
Un tavolo per due.
Can I book?
Posso prenotare?
Can I book a table for two?
Posso prenotare un tavolo per due?
Do you have a reservation? Literally, have you booked?
Avete prenotato?
Something to drink?
Qualcosa da bere?
Ready to order?
Pronti per ordinare?
We're ready.
Siamo pronti.
Is everything okay? All okay?
Tutto bene?
Everything's perfect.
Tutto perfetto.
The bill, please.
Il conto, per favore.
And how do we say the cafe? Remember that it sounds like something different in Italian.
Il bar.
I'd like a coffee.
Vorrei un caffè.
Un caffè is usually an espresso, so what if we want a larger coffee?
Vorrei un americano.
And what do we call the place where we go for drinks in the evening?
Il locale.
Drinks and nibbles?
L'aperitivo.
I'd like a beer.
Vorrei una birra.
A glass of red wine is?
Un bicchiere di vino rosso.
I'd like a glass of red wine.
Vorrei un bicchiere di vino rosso.
A glass of white wine is?
Un bicchiere di vino bianco.
I'd like a glass of white wine.
Vorrei un bicchiere di vino bianco.
I'd like a still water. Sounds like natural.
Vorrei un'acqua naturale.
I'd like a sparkling water or water with gas.
Vorrei un'acqua gasata.
So now you know how to order drinks and dine out in Italian. In our next episode, we'll talk about the essential Italian phrases for organizing transport and accommodation in Italy. Remember, if you want to see everything written down from this episode and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz, head over to our website, joyoflanguages.com/Italian podcast and search for episode 97.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.